The New York branch of the NRA has asked a federal judge to grant an injunction to block the state's new gun control measures. The new law, parts of which went into effect on Monday, is a political feather in the cap for Governor Andrew Cuomo. It bans semi-automatic rifles with more than one so-called military-style feature. It also limits the size of ammunition clips and requires mental health professionals to report patients who pose a danger. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is defending the state in the case and joins me now. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. Good to be here.
First, your reaction to the scuttling in the U.S. Senate of gun control legislation.
I think it is disgraceful. I think it's incomprehensible. If you look at, there were a series of votes yesterday, and the Senate failed to move ahead with any of the gun safety or gun control measures, but it was really astonishing to me that on an issue like requiring background checks for all commercial sales of guns, that senators didn't have the integrity to move this bill forward.
From the statements made by a lot of Senate Republicans and the talking points provided by the NRA, clearly they were able to move the conversation about these gun control measures away from gun safety to this discussion of gun rights. The NRA, again, proving to be a really formidable opponent. What makes you confident you can defeat this legal challenge?
Well, I think as far as my defense of New York's gun laws, let's put this in perspective. After the Newtown massacre, there was some new energy on the side of gun safety and gun control advocates. However, that doesn't make up for 30 years of the other side having out-organized us. Let's give credit where credit is due. The other side has outraised us, out-organized us. They've built a great political network nationally. And if we start today, it's still going to take us some time to catch up.
This issue of a national gun registry is reverberating here in New York State. Jacob Reaper, with the New York affiliate of the NRA, says the state's new requirement that gun owners who own semi-automatic weapons, including the estimated 1 million that are now included as part of the new definition of a semi-automatic weapon, that this is going to lead to a registry and that gun owners in New York are not going to comply. Let's take a listen.
Basically, they feel it's an infringement on their rights. They see no reason to do it, and they feel that it would lead to confiscation. And in fact, Governor Cuomo said that was his initial goal. So no one wants to do that.
Attorney General Schneiderman, is it constitutional to ask people who purchase their assault weapons prior to New York's ban to register them with the state?
I don't know what he's talking about. There is nothing on the table. I've read the SAFE Act. I'm defending it in multiple cases. There is no confiscation involved. This is something that is constitutional. New York already has had an assault weapons ban. The federal government had an assault weapons ban. Having a modified assault weapons ban they may not like it, but doesn't make it unconstitutional.
Do you think the fact that we have had some sort of assault weapons ban, do you think that's going to help you legally fight this challenge in court?
Sure. I think that the Second Amendment, it is subject to time, place, and manner restrictions, and the Supreme Court has held that. I mean, people have the right to have firearms. That doesn't mean everyone has the right to a nuclear bomb. That doesn't mean you have the right to own a tank. So it's clear that some restrictions are appropriate, and we have a definition of assault weapons that has not been tested in court yet, but we believe I'm confident will survive. This doesn't prevent anyone from having a gun. All this does is restrict some kinds of firearms that no one needs that really are only suited for assaults, and that's why they're called assault weapons. And it puts some checks on ammunition sales.
Let's talk about that ammunition sales component for a moment. I'm wondering if that's legally vulnerable. The Cuomo administration and lawmakers had to alter their original ban on magazines with more than 7 bullets after learning that gun manufacturers don't make 7-bullet clips. The revised law keeps 10-bullet magazines legal, but it limits gun owners to loading 7 bullets into them. How vulnerable is this provision from a legal standpoint? Can the court see this as being arbitrary and capricious?
I don't think so. I think that what we're dealing with here is an effort to ensure that people have enough ammunition to keep themselves safe, that they're able to do competitive shooting, they're able to do hunting. There is nothing that's going to really hurt any legitimate gun owner in the SAFE Act.
Eric Schneiderman is the Attorney General for the State of New York. Thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you.
This is WNYC.